Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started. Hello, happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy Podcast. Today's episode is number 28, and we're going to talk five questions to amplify productivity and well-being. Now, maybe it was that tagline that got you to listen today. So you may be a little bit surprised with the story and kind of the evolution of how this plays out. It might surprise you. So let me start with a little story, because every week when I do this podcast, I'm always trying to make sure that whatever I come up with is something that's kind of going on in my life at the moment that I'm hearing that's kind of topical or that might be of help to you and where you're at. So if by chance you're a parent, perhaps you feel like you're getting a little bit older, you might be able to relate to where I start today. So this past week, and when I reflect back on it, has made me chuckle for a couple of reasons. First is I collected my first pair of glasses off the back of going in to get my eyes tested because I thought I would need glasses for reading. I was struggling to, for the first time ever, you know, that really fine print on the back of packaging, the really small stuff, it was starting to get a little bit blurry. So that was the only thing that I couldn't read. So when I went to get my eyes tested, lo and behold, they told me I didn't need glasses for reading. My reading eye is perfect. I can't actually see at long distances. So I needed glasses for driving. So I got my first pair of glasses. I then found myself Googling how to make a cool gray streak in your hair. Because I decided it might be worth actually considering embracing my sprinkle of grey that seems to be growing, that I colour out every, 6 to 8 weeks. So it's a bit of a high maintenance job. And I don't mind the grey. I just would like it to look a little bit more consistent. And I thought, what if I could have one of those cool grey strips through my hair? So watch this space. That may actually happen. So here I am, first pair of glasses, I'm Googling owning your greys. And then my son just went and completely reinforced the fact that I'm getting older by catching me watching an Instagram story and saying to me, "Hey, Mum, you know, that's like TikTok for old people." And I was like, oh, God. Here's the thing, though. Like, I share this because it hopefully puts a smile on your face like it did mine. But I don't have a problem with getting old. I actually fully love. I find the older I get, the less fucks I give, and the more I kind of own who I am. But I wanted to share these things with you today because they're part of a reflection process. And whilst these are small moments that occur across the week, they all feed into a bigger picture of the week that was. And within that picture, when we actually step back and create just a little bit of space to reflect on it, is a load of learning and insight that can move us closer to the life that we want to live. I'm just going to pause there because there's a power in the pause, yeah, because it makes you think and contemplate. The kicker is this, though, that so many of us don't actually get the time to tap into possibility because we don't hit the pause button and make the time on a regular basis to reflect on the week that was. Do you ever wish that you had the time to press pause on life and just gather your thoughts? Now, I ask this because hundreds of people who have taken the Hacking Happy assessment have told me the one thing that would be most helpful in enabling them to make the change that they seek in their life would be time to reflect and collect their thoughts on a regular basis. So today, I thought what I would do is create this little podcast and share with you a simple weekly reflection practice that I use that takes just 15 minutes and can help you amplify your focus, your productivity, and also your happiness. Now, I often say without awareness, there can be no change. And so cultivating a planned weekly reflection practice is a brilliant way to create that awareness, a brilliant way to drop into yourself, into your body, your mind, and understand what's working, what isn't, and what you can do in the week ahead to shift it. It's a practice in small steps forward. And I want to highlight that because I know I've mentioned that one of the biggest challenges at the moment is that many people feel burnt out and overwhelmed. So I'm not here to give you huge tasks to make you feel more overwhelmed and more burnt out. In many ways, what I'm trying to do is help you create the space to take things away and only add back the things that truly matter. So this reflection practice, as I said, is a practice in small steps forward, in enabling change in bite-sized pieces, which we know is the best way to make sustainable change that has a real impact on our lives. So let's walk through this simple reflection process so you can try it on for yourself. First up, you need a pen and paper. I don't want you to use your phone or your computer, and it's with good reason. There is something about the way our brain works when we write that helps us process thoughts more effectively. So using a pen and paper and having that connection with something, you know, a computer's physical as is a phone, but something that's actually making you translate the words by writing has a huge impact in how you process thoughts. And what I want you to do is to amplify how you process those thoughts in a way that's meaningful. So grab a pen and paper, no phones or computers for this reflection practice. The second thing I want you to do is challenge yourself and in your calendar for just 4 weeks, because I want you to try this on, yeah? So if it doesn't work after 4 weeks, then that's fine, but give it a go. So for 4 weeks, schedule a recurring meeting for 15 minutes on the same day every week. Now, I generally do this on a Friday morning because I find mornings I'm higher energy, and you want to do this when you've got a little bit of energy. And I find Fridays is a good day to do it. It's often a bit of a slower day where we kind of, you know, catch up on closing things out for the week. And also it's kind of the end of the week, so it's a great time to reflect. And then all you've got to do is show up. Show up at that scheduled time, that 15-minute block that you've put in your diary for the next 4 weeks, and answer the following five questions. Now, I mentioned use a pen and paper. There's another caveat to this. When you answer these questions, you can use words, but I also strongly encourage you to draw pictures as well. Drawing images, again, supports deeper thinking. It supports building your skill in mindfulness, and it also supports your ability to recall the things that you're actually putting down in the paper. Hey, I thought I might just press pause briefly and ask you a question. Are you a leader with a deep-seated passion for developing adaptable people who thrive both in and out of work? But do you have a team that is busy, burnt out, and overwhelmed by uncertainty? If the answer is a massive hell to the yes, why not bring a little hacking happy into your workplace? Check out my new range of keynotes and programs that can help you amplify the potential and, most importantly, the happiness of your people. Go to hackinghappy.co to find out more. And now back to the podcast. So if you would like to see an example of what this reflection process looks like for me, I have popped an example in the show notes. And I've got to say, it's funny, it's 15 minutes where I feel like I'm in a complete another, I don't know, state of flow, because it's me and the paper and my thoughts. And there's something magical about the pen, the paper, and me, and those three things coming together each week. And it's funny how drawing pictures just makes other things fall onto the page in a way that you just didn't expect, which is really powerful as well. So here are the five questions that I want you to answer. These are the five questions that will help you amplify not only your productivity, but also your well-being. Question number one, how am I feeling? Such a simple question. How am I feeling? Now, if you look at my example, which I'm going to grab, because I don't even, would you believe, have it right in front of me, I thought I would have. If you look at the example that I have popped in the show notes, last week when I did this, I wrote, I was feeling excited, connected, like I was growing and grateful. So, yeah, last week was a good week. I'm not saying you're going to feel like that. I'm just saying that's what it looked like for me. The second question I want you to answer is, what am I energized by at the moment? Now, this is a great question because when we understand what energizes and makes us feel good, we can actually look at how we bring more of it into each day. So last week for me, it was a couple of things. And again, I'm just sharing mine by way of example. I developed a new partner strategy because you may have heard me say in the past, I don't want to work alone anymore. I actually want to have collaboration partners where I am part of a team. So I worked on a strategy to do that. And that made me feel really energized because it was a step closer to where I want to be. Storytelling. Doing this podcast always makes me feel energized. I love talking to you and being part of your week. My yoga teacher training is definitely making me feel both tired but still very energized. I know in my heart that I will teach yoga in some capacity after this is done because it just brings me so much energy, so much joy, and it's just another way to help people find more happiness in their lives. So they were a couple of things that I came up with. So first question, how am I feeling? Second question, what am I energized by at the moment? Third question, ooh, and they're in sequence for a reason. What am I distracted by at the moment? Because damn, pretty much all of us are distracted. What is distracting you at the moment? What's taking you away from the things that you actually want to be doing? So I wrote down, and this might give you a laugh, no surprises here. The things that distract me or distracted me last week: my iPhone, social media, and would you believe food? Because I work from home, when I want a break or get bored, you know, I'll jump up and go scanning the pantry. I know many of us do that. So food is a distraction. So you can see where this is going, right? I want you to connect in with how you're feeling, because without awareness of how you're feeling, there can be no change in shifting those feelings from destructive to constructive, from negative to positive. The second thing is understanding what gives you energy so you can inject more of those great things into each day. It makes you aware of the things that make you happy, the things that bring you inner peace. And then the third thing is understanding what's stopping you from having those things or more of those things in each day. And also what you're distracted by might also be feeding into, well, I guarantee it's feeding into the feelings that you're experiencing. So that's question one, two, and three. Let's get to question four. Okay, question four. What are three words that summarize the week you've had? So this is kind of pulling bits and pieces from all of the other questions together. So for me, in this week that I am sharing with you, the three words that describe my week were insightful. It was actually a productive week. I'm not saying all weeks are like this, but it was. And it was a deep week. I did a lot of sort of deep focused work where I felt like I was in a state of flow, whether that was learning my yoga or whether that was creating things like partner strategy or product bundles. So that was kind of what summarized my week. Now, question number five. Now, you can see this is such simple questions, such an easy process, a beautiful little practice where you get to connect in with your inner creative. It doesn't matter how shit your drawings are. I don't sort of profess to be a great drawer either. This is just for you and just a tool to enable you to work out how you can make the week that's coming more in alignment with who you want to be, the life you want to live, and the things that make you happy. So what question 5 is about is basically based on how you've answered all the other questions. Yeah. What 3 things will you focus on in the week ahead to help you feel energized and feel good? You can hear the dog. You can hear that noise. My dog's birthday this week and I got her a beanbag, and that's her climbing into the beanbag. So apologies for that, but that makes me happy. Okay. So the last question is, what 3 things will you focus on in the week ahead to help you feel energized and feel good based on the other 4 questions that you've answered? Now, for me, again, I sort of called this section focus forward. What am I going to focus on into next week? So a couple of things. I wrote down turn off my mobile phone in blocks, which I am a huge advocate of. I generally turn it off for 2 hours and don't turn it back on, and I force myself to sit and do whatever work it is that I really want to do, and I find that hugely helpful because I get in a zone. I can't check any of the stuff that's on my phone, and the world doesn't seem to miss me when I don't pick up my phone. So that was one of the activities that I focused on this week. The second thing that I wanted to focus on was nourishment. So rather than allowing food to be a distraction, I wanted to make sure that when I went to the pantry, what I was grabbing was something I was grabbing to nourish me, but equally something that I was grabbing because I was actually hungry, not because I was bored. So starting to check in with those feelings a little bit more. And then the third thing that I really wanted to focus on in the week ahead was my yoga learning and my practice, because that also supports me in being less distracted and being more connected into myself. So when you're done, I have a little extra challenge for you if you're up for it. And I did this because I went back and added food as a distraction, which I wasn't going to do because I felt, I was like, oh, damn, that's embarrassing. I'm distracted by food. When you're done, if you want a little extra challenge, go back over your answers to the question and ask yourself, am I really being honest with myself? And if the answer is no, go back and answer the questions honestly. Trust me, like I did with the food, sounds like such a simple thing. The more honest you are, the more it enables you to use this process in a way that will make you more productive and enhance your well-being. Such a simple practice, and it's so powerful because it provides a compass to inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, which is what I am all about. And it's also about making you more effective at taking intentional action with impact, which is the other thing that I'm all about. It's about helping you hone your focus towards the things that really matter, the things that are really going to shift the dial, rather than trying to do 1,000 things for 1,000 people and then feeling at the end of the week like a piece of shit who's completely exhausted and burnt out, which is not what you are, and it's not what you have to be. So try it on. If you feel you could use a little bit of space to collect your thoughts, try it on for just 4 weeks. I'd love to hear from you in terms of what comes up, whether this works for you, whether it doesn't, whether you've got your own practice. Feel free to slide into my inbox, hello@hackinghappy.co. Share with me any thoughts that you have around reflection and how it is useful for you or not. And that pretty much wraps up this week's episode. If you would like more simple hacks like this to help amplify your happiness and your feelings of inner peace, why not take a look at my new book, Hacking Happiness, which is jam-packed with loads of little experiments for you to undertake just like this that are scientifically proven to inject more joy and a little more focus and intention into each day. Until next time, my friends, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co. or Penny Lacalso. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million
beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.